Vandaag de dag is de druk op veel bedrijven en organisaties heel groot om te transformeren, om een plan uit te rollen voor de toekomst, maar tegelijk ook te blijven presteren. Transforming while performing, zeg maar. Dus hoe kan je een strategie opbouwen en alle belanghebbenden met hun neus in dezelfde richting laten wijzen en ook nog presteren met je bedrijf? In de studio van Business EM heb ik twee heren uitgenodigd die daar een boek rond geschreven hebben. Christophe Brakelaere en Olivier van Duren van Visual Sensformers. En ook bij ons Steven Quest van de Joint Research Center for the European Commission. En het interview zal in het Engels verlopen. Welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I have here the book Transforming While Performing from Christophe and Olivier and Steven. GRC is featured in the book as a case. But for starters, could you please describe in a nutshell what GRC does and what is your role in the company?
Sure. So the Joint Research Centre is basically the science department of the European Commission. And we do the science that goes into the policy. So if you think most of the issues that policymakers are dealing with at the moment need science or evidence so that they can take the right decisions. If you think about monitoring air pollution or setting targets for pollution, or if you think about testing the veracity of COVID tests when we had the pandemic, you need science to be sure that these things are working properly. And these are examples of areas where our scientists are helping to put the evidence into policy. Mm-hmm. And so in the Joint Research Centre, we have over 2,000 scientists working in five different sites right across Europe.
Mm-hmm. And you have to manage all that. Can you explain why you're a case in the book?
Sure. So we feature in the book because I worked with Olivier and Christophe over a couple of years to really shape and deliver an organisational transformation in the Joint Research Centre. And we were quite happy with the results that we got, so we thought it was good to be able to share them in this book and hopefully inspire others.
Okay, but you started your position as a director general in the midst of a hectic period. Can you describe how hectic that period was and what were your main challenges?
Yes, it was extremely chaotic. I took up this position in May of 2020, so in the middle of the beginning of the pandemic, we were locked down. And I took responsibility for this very large organization spread across five countries in Europe. We were having to respond to the pandemic, but also, if you think more broadly, all of the issues that were coming at European policymakers, climate change, biodiversity collapse, challenges of digitalization, geopolitical tensions. So my scientists were fully mobilized, trying to wrestle and wrangle all of these different issues. And demand for our services was extremely high. We had some issues within the organization of visibility and recognition. We weren't really getting the visibility and recognition that we wanted. And so what I wanted to try and do was to find better ways of acting in a more agile, rapid way to respond to these challenges and really ensure that we were able to respond positively and get the visibility and recognition that we needed. So in a nutshell, we were having to adapt and respond to new challenges at very high speed, but I had to be very careful taking up the reins of this organization, not to break the machine while making the change happen. Mm-hmm. So how to do that was my main challenge.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that figuring this all out is too much for one person and that it is quite lonely at the top. So Olivier, when did you hear from Steven? When did he needed your help?
But we met, Christophe and I met Steven a couple of years ago in 2018 when he was still running customs and tax before he went to the GRC. And we were hosting and facilitating a two-day summit for Director Generals of Custom 27 member states. And we had a good connection, and I think a year and a half later, Steven sent us an email. He was saying he was going to a new job. He was 3 months in the job. And he remembered we were doing some executive whispering, which is basically kind of whispering executives for all their challenges they face, a kind of a sounding board. And after that, we had a call with Steven. And the more we got into the call and a few calls, we figured out that it was more than just executive whispering. And we were also very excited because we didn't know about the Joint Research Center, such a beautiful place of scientists. And so instead of just doing executive whispering, we started discussing how can we rebuild and reimagine the future of GRC, or can we help you to transform, to be ready for the future, but to transform for the future, but also make sure you don't break the performing stage on the short term. And so we went through a journey, transforming our performing journey of a couple of years with Stephen. But the funny part is, or the funny part, and unfortunate part, it was the middle of COVID. And is we had a lot of, we felt a pity for Stephen. How can you transform an organization and you're in the middle of lockdown, you can't visit anyone, and all your people are distributed everywhere. So how can you do that? And we, Christophe and I, we work through inspiration, co-creation, and visualization. And when you co-create a new future and a strategy, we didn't see the people. We couldn't see the people. Only Teams was there, and sometimes we had 15 leaders on the call, but sometimes 120 leaders of the call. And what you want to do when transform, you want to read non-verbal communication, not just a face. And it was tough. Because when you didn't have also the coffee corner or the breaks where you could ask questions, but it was, we managed to do that, as many companies did, and it was a pleasure to work with Stephen as a very rounded person who is also looking at the future, looking at the past and the present, but also taking care of people. Mm-hmm. So that's why we got engaged, and since then, the reason why he ended in our book.
So you had to whisper through a screen.
Yeah, whisper through a screen, a lot of whispering and listening, also listening and whispering and co-creating.
Yeah. Stephen, your main task is or was to fulfill GRC's mission and lead the company to a safe landing in the future. Why did you decide to start your transformation journey?
So in essence, when I arrived there, we were already in quite a good place. We were doing good work and had, you know, a strong basis of scientific excellence. But there was untapped potential, and there was a lot of pressure to do more and to do more faster. So firstly, we needed to do a bit of a reset. I needed to validate and adjust some of the old assumptions in the organization to sort of modernize. Secondly, I needed to help people reimagine the organization and to project ourselves forward into a new future. And thirdly, we wanted to re-energize. And the energy point is important because it speaks to what Olivia was saying about the lockdown. I mean, we were really trying to keep people motivated and energized in an extremely challenging period. And so standing still wasn't an option. We really had to act and adapt and evolve to be sure that we were going to be fit for purpose and to ensure that we could work even better together and bring the benefits that we want to bring to society through our science. So that was really the essence of what we were trying to get at with this transformation journey.
How difficult was it to get a company knowing in the pandemic, all the people you were working with were on a distance? How did you do that?
It was incredibly challenging. I mean, luckily we had good digital tools and we were able to use those in all of their different dimensions. So we had a lot of Teams calls, we were doing blogging, we were doing messaging, individual calls, and really a significant effort to reach out across the organization. Of course, like all large organizations, we have a hierarchy, and so we were going down through the different levels of the organization, and what you see is that your message becomes a bit more distorted the further down you get, so you have to pay a lot of attention to very clear, very concise communication.
Yeah, as you said, standing still was no option. Christophe, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, so very recognizable, and once you you want to get moving, people also tend to move very quickly into problem solving, so they dive straight into it. And we try to help them, we try to accelerate things, but also we try to make them take a step back to get really aligned on the problems that need solving and avoid solving the wrong problems, which a lot of organizations are unfortunately very good at. And so to do that, we come up with the concept of a power question, which is really about aligning on the big problems, and also then following that power question, deep diving into the current reality to get a good view on what's happening in the company or in the organization, but also outside the organization, and really taking all that into account before making the next steps. And building the plan.
Is there one power question? But you said most companies are solving the wrong problems.
Yeah, so we like to start with one question, which summarizes it, because very often the first stake at the power question is very, it has a lot of elements to it. And we try to focus on one or two things and really get that into a question. And then obviously the first thing we do is to energize the people also and to warm them up for the conversations that we need to have, is we open that up and we say, okay, is that the right question to answer? Is that what we want to spend our time on for the next couple of hours? And then usually they get started and they start commenting and they give context and they give maybe additional problems and they start elaborating on the problem. And because we work visually, we then also capture that on a wall, on a whiteboard, which they see emerging in front of them. And that really inspires them and keeps them also focused. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we can always refer back to that conversation or to that. In COVID, we had to break it up because we couldn't have 3 days straight on a Teams call, obviously. So we had to break it up in smaller chunks. But we kept using those visuals when we picked it up for the next conversation. This is what we did last time, and this is what we said. Mm-hmm. And people could add to it or say, well, that has changed, etc., etc. So that's how it worked. Mm-hmm. And
how important is it to crawl in the head of a CEO?
Well, as Olivier said, you have to listen, of course. So we don't need to crawl into Stephen or anyone else's head. But we have to empathize with the problems that he or the others are facing. And so that requires quite some levels of deep listening, as we call it, mm-hmm. and asking the right questions. And obviously also making sure that the answers that are given are good enough, because we don't like fluffy stuff on the wall. And because we make visual notes, obviously, we have a lot of power. We don't write it down when we don't think it's good enough. In the end of the day, it's the customer who decides, but it's our role also to make sure that the result is workable and has impact.
Mm-hmm. So you are ready to start your journey transforming while performing. Stick with us. We will continue to take a closer look at the outroll of the strategy and the collaboration with Visual Sense Formers.